Like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
And it's time for The Talk and AEW. Well, of course, because it always happens on one.
Alright, so I know the PCTV people don't get to see much since we are in the home studio. We're working on that. We're going to be here for the next 3 or 4
That's
weeks.
Right.
We're going to try to finagle something. So I put something together for the PCTV people. It's just a test so you don't have to kind of see the logo all night, all day. But
yeah, we're
going to test this out. And if it works well when we come back, where we have cameras and everything in place, maybe we can use some of this. So for the PCTV people, for the WTBR people, you're just going to hear pretty much the Star Wars theme. We invented the crawl. I made a crawl. It will actually be show topics as we go. So we're going to test this today and see how it works out. For the PCTV people, or for the WTBR people, just kind of bear with us. But for PCTV, this is a little something for you. So there's a little something for the PCTV people, and now you get to watch the logo for the rest of the time we're on the air. So we're still talking about lore and Pokemon, and as the crawl said, the Pokemon Pokemon has invaded the studio for the third week in a row, and our trainer Jesse here is trying to keep them contained so they don't run all over the studio. So what is your topic for today?
I decided, why not dig into the Pokemon lore? Yes, this game even has its own lore, and it's kind of interesting a little bit.
All right, before we get that, let's do our update on what's happening in the world of wrestling.
Okay.
Shall we?
Sure.
You know, the FTR has signed another 4-year contract. they're going to finish their time in AEW. And you said something about the ticket sales for All In, which will be at Wembley Arena in the UK. AEW is like number one in Wembley or in the UK. So you have an update on the ticket sales so far, even though that All In's not scheduled till August.
Yeah, even though the tickets are not on sale yet, but the reservation, just the reservations for it, is up to about 50K.
So far.
I mean, that is an impressive number so far, just for the ticket sales for Wembley. And all the Airbnbs and hotels are getting a buttload full of reservations for it, and because everybody wants to try and get a hotel or an Airbnb next to Wembley, so that way they don't have to go ahead and to do that. Which I think is very, very impressive. Most impressive.
So, the rumor is going around.
Ooh, the rumor mill.
It's a rumor mill. And as soon as I key something up here. Well, there's rumors that some people are going to move over from one organization to another organization.
Oh, really?
Like Sasha Banks?
Yeah.
She's a free agent with New Japan. She's the social media people are considering or thinking that she's going to move over to AEW.
That would be awesome. And it would be quite a kick in the teeth for, Vince. Oh, little fun fact on that one. Vince actually had to go ahead and email his son-in-law and tell him, you're in complete charge of creative now.
Yeah, and Endeavor, I actually read it this morning. Endeavor actually put out a thing that Vince McMahon will no longer be anywhere close to be running creative for the WWE. Also, Jeff Hardy made his return for people who watch AEW.
Yes. I think he looks
great. And the big one that all of social media is clamoring about is the possibility of this guy joining AEW for his final year or so to be with Christian.
You think you know me?
Yes, there are rumors of the rated R superstar Edge going over to AEW so he can spend time with Christian before he retires.
Yeah, that's when wrestling was good.
So we'll keep you up to date on that and see if Edge actually makes the jump. Okay, so we have Pokemon running around the studio here, so tell us what's going on in the Pokemon lore today.
Oh, and it goes back to Diamond and Pearl, is where you get the first actual look at the lore behind this, and it's kind of based in Christianity, kind of not. let me see, it starts out in a vortex of complete chaos and nothingness. Interesting. Sounds close to something else. a single egg comes into being, which hatches and turns into Arceus. Arceus is the basically end-all be-all Pokemon. And
does it hang around in a fallopian tube so it gets there?
No. No. No, all the Pokemon...
Well, you said it was close to it, so, yeah.
No, all the Pokemon breeding is all eggs. They all come from eggs. In this one. Even the mammals come from eggs.
We need some live bear Pokemon. Oh, by the way, before you go any further, at some point where we have cameras or not, you guys finished some projects. Darlene finished a project that she was working on when we did her thing. So do you want to update us before she gets involved?
Okay. I managed to go ahead and finally finish. It was an Easter bunny project. Yeah, we were still into the Easter. And we ended up with altogether 8 tulips. There were 2 pink, 2 purples, 2 blues, and 2 yellows. And it was done and connected, and it made a circle for the baseline bottom of the candy dish. Then in the middle was it was green for the sitting for the bunny rabbit to sit on. And then I made a caramel bunny rabbit with a light color tan, and then the dark color caramel went around it, and it had a little cotton ball, and holding in its hand was an Easter basket with little individual eggs.
So next week I think what we'll do is we'll have you take some pictures, and we'll talk about it again next week, and then we'll put the pictures, because I have that ability to put pictures up on the screen while we're doing this.
Oh, okay.
So no. We can take pictures, and you can actually put pictures up on the screen. I don't have enough cameras that work to actually do the camera shows from home, but I'm working on that process. I need one more good camera to be able to just do the show here and not have to worry about anything, and the PCTV people can actually see us, because I have the software in place. We're actually using it now. But for the meantime, I do have the ability to throw pictures up on the screen so people at PCTV can see. You still have to describe for the WTBR people.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, we ended up, like I said, it ended up being so cute. And then I wasn't happy with the way the head turned out, because it looked like it missed something. So what I did is I took a little tiny bow and I put it on top of the bunny rabbit's head. No, that wasn't part of the design. I added it. I added a lot of the colors. I changed a lot of the things. You don't always have to go along with what the design is into the books. You can always go ahead as that person of art and love, change your own. That's what makes it unique. That's what makes it you.
And you finished a project, Jesse.
Jess.
So you can talk about your project that you finished, and then we'll get back to your lore.
I went ahead and I helped Mom with the bunny. They get the bunny done. And actually, I didn't finish starting a project. I'm making Santa's little reindeer, including Rudolph, for a day of coming, you know, Christmas.
In July,
to go ahead and to put around the house, and making individual little reindeer, and they have their own little saddles on them, and they're going to be connected with a green bow, and then connected to Santa's sleigh. And yeah, there's 9 individual, because I'm including Rudolph. You cannot have the team without Rudy. I mean, come on now. So I'm doing the whole entire team plus Rudolph, and they're getting all individual saddles done for him, and it's gonna look pretty cute. I mean, it's awesome. You guys need something to do. And also on top of that, I've been working on my my crochet. And I also made something for the suit. I also made something for the Studio A here.
Which we can't see.
But it's a picture.
Well, we can see it, but we can PCTV see it. Can't.
PCTV can't see it. It's a picture of John Lennon from his Give Me Some Truth album. And exactly what it says, just Give Me Some Truth, is what it says across it. And, yeah, I went ahead and made it for Dad, and he thinks it looks awesome. So I think I did pretty good.
All right, so really quick, you guys, before we get back into the Pokemon stuff, any upcoming projects and stuff that we can showcase on this show at some point?
Yeah, we're making, she's helping me once again. We're making a, they're frogs, and it's a window washer thing. It's a tissue box, and it's got it's an old-fashioned washer tissue box. It has the hose onto it, where and you press a button, and you got the, it's kind of cute. It's basically their idea of the window washing, and it's got two kind of squirrels and poppy flowers onto it, so it's going to be interesting. It's going to take a while. Once again, I'm going to have burnt fingers.
Alright, so back to our topic for today. Who develops the lore?
Nintendo and Game Freak are the ones that come up with the lore for Pokemon. Game Freak mostly, because they're the ones that develop the games and come up with it. And also on top of that, their creator decided to come up with it. The real world basis for Pokemon came from when he was a little boy, and he went out looking for insects. It was originally going to be called Capsule Monsters, but instead decided to go with Pocket Monsters instead, which is cute.
So explain the idea behind the ball. I know when you're playing the game, I see 5 or 6 different balls that can be used.
Yeah, there's anywhere from, I believe there is up to 18 different Pokeballs now. You have the standard red. You have the standard red, black, white one, which is the regular Pokeball. It's like a capsule containment unit. You press the button when you throw it to capture, obviously, the Pokemon. Will break down, and then he will go, and then it will go into the ball. And somebody has asked this, have been wanting to know for the past 20 something years, what exactly the inside of those balls look like. It looks like, supposedly, according to the developers, it looks like a miniaturized world inside of the Pokeballs. So they kind of like miniaturize and live inside the Pokeballs. You got...
So it like goes back to like the 1960s when Jeannie used to pop into her bottle.
Yes, exactly. Same concept.
She's got a whole furnished apartment in her bottle.
Same concept where they shrink down and...
So there you go. They stole the idea of the inside of the Pokeball from I Dream of Jeannie.
Pretty much.
Thank you, Barbara Eden and Larry Hagman.
Hey, come on. It's cute. Come on now.
So she does. They do the little... Blinky, ow, that hurt. They do the little blinky thing, and
no, they don't do.
Just sloshed over the side of my head.
No, they don't do that. Although I think there's one based off of. There is one based off of Genie, so there you go.
Is there any based off of Star Wars?
They They have a couple where I believe.
Hey, George Lucas, are you listening? Oh, I'm sorry, Disney, are you listening?
They have one where, yes, it's all fur.
I gotta tell you something after this.
And it goes into a little bit of rage, and it's kind of based off of Chewbacca.
I don't mean to jump and change subjects, but I want to get this out before I forget. I was reading, speaking of Star Wars, I was reading yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The Bad Bunch.
Yeah.
Disney is going to take the Bad Bunch through where Palpatine got cloned, how he got cloned,
wow,
the whole cloning process, where it all started, because of the people that are complaining about how Palpatine just kind of shows up in the Rise of Skywalker. So Disney wanted to fix that little thing.
Oh, you mean how
Palpatine... So the end of the Bad Bunch, I guess, which is going to end, it's going to end with the whole setup of Palpatine being cloned to lead into the Rise of Skywalker.
Nice. Oh, you mean how Palpatine just basically went ahead and went, surprise, guys, I'm back.
And there's talks, which we'll probably talk about in length on another show.
Oh, yeah.
But there's, you know, Daisy Ridley got signed to do more Star Wars films.
No, of course.
There is talk in this same article about Kathleen Kennedy and Disney and wanting to do the last three movies, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker, all over again.
Really?
Because of some of the things that didn't work out so well, like the cloning of Palpatine and and the death of Luke Skywalker. But that's...
Yeah.
We'll move on to that and do that at length on another show coming up soon. Well, go ahead. Why?
I think it's ridiculous.
Why?
Why mess with something that's already in a can and already at perfection and already doing what they want?
Ever since these films came out, and I don't want to take Jessie's time off of her Pokemon, but ever since these films came out, there's been complaints and boycotts. They boycotted Rogue One because they didn't like the fact that Luke Skywalker died in
Last Jedi.
So they boycotted Rogue One because of that. Or not Rogue One, Solo. They boycotted Solo because of that. They didn't like how just Palpatine just kind of shows up in Rise of Skywalker and never really, you know, you see him hooked up to this stuff, but never really figures out about the cloning and that. He kind of brushes it off, and a lot of the things. The love interest that John Boyega Finn didn't get with Rey that they were counting on, or Kelly Marie Tran at that point. Where, you know, things went to Poe, and that was getting more of a setup with Poe instead of John Boyega, which is what he really complained about, why he didn't have a love interest with Daisy Ridley during this. So Kathleen Kennedy wants to
click.
Kathleen Kennedy wants to fix all this stuff, especially the way that they killed off Luke Skywalker. And even Mark Hamill, if you remember, had problems with that. So we'll do that. We'll get into depth on this on another show. I don't want to take too much of Jesse's lore time. So just a little update to that for you Star Wars fanatics, since we kind of closed the show with the Star Wars theme. And our first show ever was a three-part, four-part series on Star Wars.
I can take a break from the Pokemon stuff next week and go ahead and we can do Star Wars.
Yeah, we can get into that depth next week. We'll probably have more information. But For now. Where is all this? Are you talking about the lore? Who developed the lore and who thinks up all this lore? And where can you find the actual lore?
Like I said, the game developers and Nintendo is the one that came up with the lore, really, for Pokemon. And you can find the lore. You can find the lore. They have a movie. A Pokemon movie called Pokemon Origins. It goes over It goes over the lore of it. And also on top of that, you can find it in Diamond, and actually in the new one now, Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
I have to apologize to you. We really cut into your show a lot with this other stuff, so we'll give you some more time next week.
We'll split
the shows up, 15 minutes for Star Wars and the other 15 to finish you. So you've got about 2 minutes. So finish up your lore. Can you do it in 2 minutes?
No, not really. Let me see. Kogur was, which is the water Pokemon. He was formed for the water. Groudon was for deep earth and magma. So that's where the water and earth came from. You had Palkia, Dalgia, and Giratina. Those were time, space, and antimatter Pokemon. So those were the ones that Arceus created after he was created to go ahead and to do all that. So I'll continue it next week. So.
Yes, next week will be lore part 4.
Yes.
We'll do some of that. We'll get into the Star Wars stuff. But the series has been interesting. Darlene's show has been interesting. This is what we're here for. You never know what we're going to throw at you.
Exactly.
We settle on one topic and then we just kind of get into other topics just to hype you up for upcoming shows. But we'll try to cool that off. But when you're working with 30 minutes and you gotta try to throw what you can in there. So next week we'll probably at least have one camera set up so you can see these guys. You don't have to see me so much. We'll try to get one camera set up here. we'll see if we can put the pictures in here from you guys' projects that you've been doing. So we're getting a work in progress here to actually be able to fully do the show from home, so we don't have to run to the studio and do it there. We can actually do it from here. The other show is really easy because it's all audio, no video involved. This show, I have to get, I got one camera that I can set up and at least shoot these guys on TV. And you don't have to see me so much on TV. So with that being said, we will be back next week. If you have any questions about the projects that these guys are working on, WWEPeter@gmail.com. If you have any comments about Jessie and her lore and her Pokemon and how to get into that, you can email me also at WWEPeter.com. So we will say goodbye, adieu, and farewell, and we will talk to everybody next week.
Take care, guys.
Adieu.